Sí.
She is very nice.
Very good. Esto es un momento de lo que ocurre en nuestro Club Junior, pero hay un montón de actividades. No tendríamos tiempo a lo largo del día para mostrártelas todas, pero si quieres saber más, ¿por qué no nos llamas? Infórmate sobre el Club Junior de Vaughan en el 91-133-5832. Venga, toma nota del teléfono 91-133-5832 o, si lo prefieres, ¿por qué no vienes a vernos? Llámanos, concierta una cita con nosotros 91-133-5832.
Right, folks, that's right. All right, we're taking a look at today's, what is it, spelling bee. That's right, it's today's spelling bee, folks. Now, if you're not participating, well, maybe it's because you don't know my Twitter handle. Juanjo, what was my Twitter handle again?
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
That's right, that's right. It's I'm Alberto Alonso on Twitter, folks. Remember, I'm also on Facebook, on Instagram. It's Alberto_Alonso. YouTube, I've got tons of videos, and you can check all that out on my website, albertoalonso.com. And remember, all my colleagues are on Twitter. I don't know if they're all on Facebook, but I know they're all on Twitter. So make sure you check us out. You'll find us, when I say us, I mean Vaughn and myself on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter. So make sure you take a look around. All right. Well, folks, as always, we're going to look at the answers to today's spelling bee. Now, if you noticed, all these words had something in common, and that was that they all ended with keeper. Keeper. Now, what is keep? To keep is guardar, right? Keeper. All right, so let's take a look at these words. If they all ended with keeper, well, they must have something in common. All right, so the first word we're going to look at is S-H-O-P-K-E-E-P-E-R, shopkeeper. Now, if you listen to the word, you separate the two words. Their shop is tienda, and keeper is, as I said, cuidador, o alguien que guarda algo, right? So shopkeeper. Keeper. What is a shopkeeper? Well, someone who has a shop. They keep a shop. Comerciante, right? They manage a little shop, right? It's also in the UK, you can say storekeeper. In the United States, it's more common to say, he was a shopkeeper, right? She was a shopkeeper. Que tenía una tiendecilla que llevaba, right? Shopkeeper. Okay, the next word, housekeeper. Housekeeper. Now, again, we're seeing that word keeper in there. H-O-U-S-E-K-E-E-P-E-R. Housekeeper. So someone who keeps the house clean, right? Somebody who cleans the house, a housekeeper, right? So my wife and I, we have a housekeeper who comes to give us a hand twice a week. She's our housekeeper. Now, people say cleaning lady, but I don't, you know, it could be a man, too. Why not? Why does it have to be a, you know, so housekeeper is probably the best way to say. And if you've been to a hotel, el departamento de limpieza is called housekeeping. Cuando te tocan la puerta, it's housekeeping. So that's not only house, but en un hotel se usa esta. So it's an important one to know, right? House, housekeeper. No solo alguien que limpia la casa, pero alguien que limpia los las habitaciones de hotel, okay? Shopkeeper was our first word. Housekeeper was our second word. Okay, the next word, okay? The next word is groundskeeper. Groundskeeper, okay? So we already know what keeper is. Alguien que cuida de algo o alguien que se encarga de algo, que es lo mismo, ¿no? All right, so grounds, what is grounds? Grounds is tierra. Right? Grounds is terreno. So, el encargado o encargada de un campo. right? The groundskeeper. Now, this can be, you know, at a big hotel or resort, right? But it can also be, for example, at the Bernabeu, at a stadium. The groundskeepers are the people who take care of the grounds, los terrenos, right? So again, it makes sense. Groundskeeper. So I hope you're saying all these words with me, guys, because I know the words, right? I'm practicing them with you guys so you learn them and you get the whole idea behind the word keeper, right? And so again, shopkeeper, right? Shopkeeper. I'm sure all of you in the little village where your parents are from or your grandparents are from, there's the village shopkeeper, and it's the same person who's been there for the last 50 years. At least in my father's village, shopkeeper. Housekeeper. Do you have a housekeeper? Have you ever called housekeeping when you're at a hotel? Groundskeeper. Again, not just in a park or gardens or, you know, a public area, but also at a stadium, okay? The next one, talking about stadiums, goalkeeper. You literally said guardameta. I mean, it's the same exact word, that one. Meta is goal, en todos los sentidos. Es un double trouble in inglés y español, right? Meta es objetivo y también es donde metes el balón, right? So meta. Y llegar al fin, or the finish line también. So goalkeeper, right? What's his name? I don't know. Pepe Queen. Pepe Reina. Pepe Reina is a goalkeeper. Tim Howard. T-Ho. You guys know T-Ho? Tim Howard. That's probably United States, our best goalkeeper. At least, for the last decade, I think he's been, our best goalkeeper. He played for Everton. I'm not sure where he plays now. Goalkeeper. You can also say goalie. Los americanos dicen goalie también cuando hablamos de deporte. Okay, so the next word is gatekeeper. Gate es puerta. No puerta como la puertita de tu casa. Digo puertones, right? So the guardian of that door. Portero, portera, guarda también. The gatekeeper, because it's used figuratively. In fact, if you've ever seen the classic movie Ghostbusters, the gatekeeper. Are you the gatekeeper? Siempre le está preguntando, right? El guardador de la, I don't know what they call the gatekeeper in Ghostbusters in Spanish, but that's one. So gatekeeper, the person who has the keys to open the gates, and not only the gates of, the literal gates. I'm talking about as well. You are the gatekeeper of your dreams, for example. So it's used figuratively as well, okay? And, the next word is innkeeper. Innkeeper, right? Now, this is a double N, E-N-N, okay? Innkeeper. And again, so we need to know what inn is because we already know what keeper is. See how we're looking at suffixes? It's good to do that with prefixes too, no? Sabiendo que el re es hacer algo, no, en español también, reescribir, to rewrite. No, vemos estos patrones. Guys, this is the key to learning languages, because when you learn these patterns, you can even build and make your own words. And sometimes they work. Sometimes they're real words. Innkeeper, right? The innkeeper. I think this one's biblical here. There was no room at the inn, said the innkeeper. There was no room at the inn. I-N-N. And you'll see this. In fact, there's a very famous hotel chain in the United States called Holiday Inn. And I'm sure they're not just in the United States. Are you guys familiar with it? It's a huge chain. I've stayed at Holiday Inns. It's even in rap songs. Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. So now you know I-N-N is albergue. It's like a small hotel. Posada, mesón, ventero, it says here. Posadero, mesonero, innkeeper. And in the biblical terms, there's no room at the inn, right? There's no room at the inn. No hay sitio en el albergue. I don't know if the, or in la posada, wherever Jesus was born from the Bible. So in order to understand the Bible in English, well, You would have to know as well the word in to know the whole story of the birth of Christ. And that's Christmas, which is not too far away, about a month away now, right? So, yeah, there we go, folks. That's innkeeper, the innkeeper. In fact, this was, we looked at it the other day from Les Miserables, right? They talk about the inn, one of the funniest roles, uno de las cuentas, uno de las, los papeles más graciosos is the innkeeper and his wife. Check it out, guys. It's called Master of the House, Keeper of the Zoo. You guys know I love my musical theater. You know it, right? So, it's the innkeeper and his wife. And speaking of music, guys, I think we can take a look at today's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name that lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. All right, folks. Well, as always, como siempre, we've got an awesome show. I hope you guys are having fun and learning already on this Monday morning. We hope I'm, in fact, I hope I'm cheering you on, animándote, and I hope I'm cheering you up. La diferencia, cheering you up es porque estás, bueno, tristecillo. You're down. And cheering you on, saying you can do it, guys. Sí, que podéis con esto del inglés, que no es tan difícil. And I think you guys know that. And that's the key to mastering anything, saying, this is not impossible. I can. Yes, I can. No quiero ser Obama aquí, but yes, I can master it. Because the people who tell me this, right? Oh, I'm never going to learn English. You know what I say? You are absolutely right. With that attitude, you're not going to learn anything. Right? Sorry to sound like a preacher, un telepredicador, but you don't know how many times I'm just sick of it now. Me estoy poniendo como Richard, eh? I get sick of it, though. Es que yo el inglés, no, a mí, no, es que no me, no, yo, no, no. I'm like, the first word out of your mouth was no. Of course you're going to fail. Of course you're going to fail. So, guys, it's all about how you approach it. Cómo lo enfocas, right? Something to think about over there. How you approach it. Como lo enfocas. All right, guys. So something to, I'm sorry. I got all charged up. Me excito, me emociono. But I want to tell you guys, you're the key. Your attitude, is the key to doing anything in life, to getting anything done, no matter how impossible it may look. All right, guys, here we go. It's time for today's Name That Lyric. Very easy. I expect all of you to get this one, because this is probably one of the coolest songs in the world. Aquí vamos. Bienvenidos a la jungla. Empeora cada día. Aprendes a vivir como un animal en la jungla donde jugamos. Si tienes apetito por lo que ves, lo cogerás a la larga. Puedes coger lo que quieres, pero no, no lo coges de mí. En la jungla, bienvenido a la jungla. Te va a llevar a tus rodillas. Te voy a ver rogar. Cuando estés colocado, nunca quieres bajar o estar de bajón. Tan bajo, tan bajo. Guys, easy one. We're heading to a commercial break, but don't you worry, because we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around!
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcast y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Hello, my name is Rafa and I am from Baugantown.
I am Julia and I'm from Baugantown.
My name is Fran and I am from Baugantown too.
A mí.
La población de Baugantown no para de crecer, porque cada vez son más las personas que deciden mejorar su nivel de inglés viviendo una experiencia única de inmersión en el idioma. 6 días de convivencia en inglés que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Reserva ya tu plaza y únete a los miles de habitantes de Baugantown que ya han alcanzado un excelente nivel de inglés. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com y la próxima vez que te pregunten por tu inglés, podrás decir I am from Baugantown.
¿Sabes que puedes tener un profesor Baugan en tu empresa? Con nuestro programa Inglés in Company, creamos planes de formación a medida de cada alumno, de cada grupo, y nuestros profesores se desplazan a tu empresa en el horario que mejor se adapte a vuestras necesidades. Inglés in Company, el método Baugan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5831 o en grupobaugan.com.
A ver, ¿qué pone aquí? Please select the first letter of your model number from the drop-down box, the begin search.
Uf. ¿El inglés se te hace cuesta arriba? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Baugan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
the show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One ho or another.
That's right. It's one ho or another in the house, folks. And we are having a blast on this Monday morning. Before you realize it's gonna be Monday afternoon, and then you can't be down. No reason to be down at all. Tons of reasons to smile. Quite the contrary. All right, well, folks, we're having a great time as always. And remember, we've got a couple challenges right now that are active. And remember, on the app, if you haven't participated yet, you've got to fill in the blank. This is a or break deal. If you know the go over to the If you know the go over to the app, and this way you guys can participate. And speaking of participation, we're participating right now on Twitter in today's Name That Lyric. Pero Juanjo, ¿cómo iba eso de Twitter otra vez?
Síguenos en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso.
That's right. It's I'm Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso on Twitter. And well, folks, remember, we're all over, not just on Twitter. Some people say, I don't use Twitter. Don't worry. We're on Facebook as well. YouTube, where you'll just get notifications every time we have a new video posted. So make sure you guys are following Vaughn, Grupo Vaughan, Vaughn Radio, and myself to get the latest. Lo último. All right, well, fakes, te he dicho falsos, pero sé que no sois falsos. I know you're not fakes. You're folks. All right, well, here we go, folks. Today's Name That Lyric. It was Welcome to the Jungle with Take It Day by Day. That's right, Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. And, wow, this was the first song they put out, but it wasn't that popular. It was not. It was popular with me. I freaking loved it. From the first second I heard it, I was a fan. But then the real magic happened for Guns N' Roses. About a month or two later, when their second single came out, their second video, a little ditty, ditty es otra forma de decir canción, a little ditty called Sweet Child of Mine. That's right. And that's when it just blew up. I mean, that's when everybody on this planet knew who Guns N' Roses were, right? They became a household name, como decimos. So, yeah, this was their first one, but this was a little, you know, heavy metal. It was hard. You know, it was a tough song. It wasn't for the masses. No era para las masas. Sweet Child of Mine was very, you know, radio friendly and very, so, but this was the first one. But I'll tell you, they had me at the beginning. Once I saw this video, I heard this song. I said, these guys are my new heroes. I'll never, ever forget watching this video for the first time and then watching it another subsequent million. Entre mil y en español y a million. I would say at least a million times I've seen this video. I wore out the cassette tape. I had Appetite for Destruction, the classic Guns N' Roses album. And man, woo! All right, so let's take a look at this, at the lyrics. Welcome to the jungle. It gets worse here every day. Welcome to the jungle. Bienvenido a la jungla. Right? We say this a lot in English. No? La universidad. Oh, man. I had been studying for 12 hours. Welcome to the jungle, John. You know? Bienvenidos a la jungla, Juanito. Esto ya no es el instituto. You're not in high school anymore. Otra que decimos en esto. You're not in Kansas anymore. Dorothy. No? Esto viene de Mago de Oz. So, welcome to the jungle. It gets worse here every day. So, right, it's worse. People get confused. Let's clear this up over here, okay? So, el superlativo is the worst. This is the worst song I've ever heard. La peor. Pero cuando es peor que, no lleva te, acaba con e. Worse, como lo escribís, ¿no? Y eso sería worse then. So, don't get confused, right? Let's look at an example, right? This basketball team. So, for example, no offense, Mets fans. My wife is a Mets fan. I'm talking about baseball in the United States. But the Mets are worse than the Yankees, usually, right? Okay, their numbers, their statistics. Let's put it that way. I don't want to talk. I like the Mets. No voy a poner a parir a los Mets. The Mets statistics are usually worse than those of the Yankees. No, los Yankees de New York. And, but the Mets are not the worst. They don't have the worst superlativo. So, no os confundís con estos, porque siempre oigo gente confundir worse than con the worst. Right? Worse than con the worst. So, it gets worse. So, algo empeorar is not to get worse. It's to get worse. His condition has gotten worse. Right? No conté en ese caso. Entonces, ponerse, empeorar, es ponerse peor. Ponerse más peor, piénsalo así. Porque no es worst. Ponerse el más peor, es ponerse más peor. Aunque sé que no, más peor no se dice, ¿no? Pero es la idea. It gets worse here every day. Every day, también otra que confunde la gente. Estos nativos lo confunden. Every day, every espacio día es cada día. Y every day, todo junto, es cotidiano. ¿No? So, he's just an everyday normal guy. Es un tío de toda la vida, normalito. Ese everyday va junto, es un adjetivo. Y everyday, como en español, piénsalo así, son dos palabras. Cada día, everyday. No los juntamos a no ser que queremos decir algo cotidiano. He's just an everyday, basketball player. Uno cotidiano de cada día, nada especial, right? De todos los días. So, another confusing thing in that first line there. You learn to live like an animal in the jungle where we play. You learn to live like an animal, right? Aprendes a vivir como un animal. In the jungle where we play, you got a hunger for what you see. You got a hunger. Tienes un hambre, un apetito, right? For what you see. You'll take it eventually. Pues lo tendrás, lo cogerás a la larga. O sea, si tienes apetito por algo, o te apetece algo. You got a hunger for what you see. You'll take it eventually. Now, esta palabra, eventually, lo usamos siempre. Siempre. We use it all the time, right? So something to think about there, guys. Eventually, you're going to have to use the word. A la larga, tendrás que usar la palabra. Eventually. There's no avoiding it. There's no way around it. Eventually, you'll have to use the word eventually because we use it all the time. Alberto, did you get your driver's license yet? ¿Sacaste el carnet? Eventually. Ya lo haré. Eventually. Te lo juro, eh. Si lo, al menos los americanos. We freaking love this word. So, you know, y no es eventualmente, es finalmente, al final, con el tiempo. Right? It's a great one. If you keep practicing, eventually, you're going to speak English very, very comfortably. Right? With confidence. Right? Eventually. It won't happen overnight. Eventually, con el paso del tiempo. If you got a hung of what you see, you'll take it eventually. You can have anything you want, but you better not take it from me. You can have everything you want. Puedes tener todo lo que quieres en la jungla, but you better not take it from me. Pero más te vale no cogerlo, lo mío, ¿no? Lo que es mío. You better, más te vale no cogerlo de mí. You better not take, you'd better not. Esta estructura, ni lo decimos bien los nativos, pero bueno. It's you had better. La contracción es you'd better not. Más te vale no hacer algo, ¿no? Más te vale hacerlo es you'd better study. You'd better listen to me. La negación, you'd better not. Viene de Christmas. You better not shout. You better not cry. O sea que yo estoy, ya estoy con ganas de Christmas, ¿eh? I'm going crazy today. You'd better. You better not take it from me. O sea, un aviso muy, muy fuerte ahí. You'd better not. You'd better not touch my things or I'm going to punch you in the face. You better not take it from me in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Won't you bring it to your knees, knees. In the, so in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Quiero oír esas jotas pronunciadas a la americana. Jungle, jungle. Debería hacer cha en tus labios. Welcome to the jungle. Okay? Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your shananananana. Que es shananananana. Que te va a traer a tus rodillas. Right? Watch it bring you to your shananananana knees, knees. Acuérdate la K silenciosa como la de knife. Or no, conocer. I'm gonna watch you plead. I'm gonna watch you plead. To plead is rogar. P-L-E-A-D. Okay? Plead. I'm gonna watch you plead. Te voy a ver rogar, estar de rodillas. Está diciendo en la jungla. No, eso es lo que hay. You know? He's saying life is not so fun. And then he says, and when you're high, you never ever wanna come down. And when you're high, cuando estás colocado, cuando estás volando, you can be high too on energy. I imagine he's talking about drugs. And when you're high, you never ever wanna come down. Nunca quieres bajar de ese, de lo alto, ¿no? Estás colocado. Nunca quieres, estás volando, no quieres bajar. You don't ever want to come down. And to come down, that's what it means. Bajar el efecto de alguna droga. Right? He took ecstasy. Now he's coming down. Está entrando en el bajón ya. Si alguien, si, you know, if you've ever experimented with drugs, you get high. En inglés tiene sentido. You get high, das a lo más alto, and then you come down. Y vuelves a la tierra. Right, so he's saying, when you're high, you never, cuando estás colocado, cuando estás en todo lo alto. O sea, tiene un doble sentido. Cuando estás colocado, no quieres, volver a la tierra, estar de bajón. Y cuando estás volando, no quieres volver a la tierra, quieres seguir de subidón. When you're high, you never, ever wanna come down. So down. So down. So down. I can't hit those notes. I don't even think Axl Rose can hit those notes anymore. In fact, I know he can't hit those notes. I saw Guns N' Roses. Awesome. Awesome stuff over there. And, okay. So in the last part, too, he goes, so down, so down. Now, I want to look at the so and such as well, right? So versus such. A lot of people confuse these too. That's why I look at these things that I choose to highlight. Las cosas que yo elijo destacar. There's a reason, amigos. Believe me. Believe me, after teaching thousands and thousands of students, you start to know what you need to work on. You can feel it. You're like, I don't even need it. You know, I know that maybe some of you have got it under control, but it could never hurt to hear these confusing points repeated or clarified, right? So versus such, write it down. It's a very, very easy thing, but you don't be surprised at how many people, when they use it, they meten la pata. They put their foot in their mouth, right? So le sigue un adjetivo. So let's practice it. Let's talk about Richard Vaughn. Okay? He's so smart. Tan listo. He'll say he isn't. Él dirá que no. He's a humble guy. So he's so humble. Es tan humilde. He's so humble. Now, el momento que empleamos el such, tiene que ir con sustantivo. No puede ir con adjetivo solo. Puede ir un adjetivo, pero con artículo y con sustantivo. So, vamos a usar la frase con ambas. So, Richard is so interesting. He's such an interesting guy. Right. Let's talk about different people we know. Right. My mother is so talkative. Charlatana. She's such a talkative person. ¿Ves? O sea, quédate con el so y no tienes que poner ningún sustantivo. But you should know the difference, right? Let's see. Kyle Miller is so tall. Right? He's such a tall guy. Right? He's such a tall guy. Right? Es tan alto. Es un tío tan alto. So practice it. It sounds so simple, and it is so simple, but if it were that simple, it wouldn't be a common mistake. It wouldn't be a mistake that I hear constantly, repeatedly on the show. All right. Not on the show. Bueno, on the show and out there when I'm teaching English and when I've taught, as I said, at so many major companies, residentials. I've taught everywhere. I've done intensive summer courses and I've had every kind of student. But this so and such, hombre. Hay una razón. There's a reason that Richard Vaughn has translation lists that are just so and such. Por eso, por algo será. All right. So make sure, I know you know it. I know you get it, but make sure you get it and you use it correctly. All right, guys. Let's go over to the app and check it out. We've got an active review challenge on the app and we're going to solve it right now. The word we were looking for is make. Make or break. Hacer o romper. Esto es vida o muerte. Esto es todo aquí en juego. This is a make or break deal. Si te dice eso tu jefe o tu jefa, you better shape up. Ponte las pilas. Porque como la cagues, you screw this one up, you're screwed. Estás jodido. Sounds better than fucked, right? No hay forma políticamente correcta de decir estás jodido. Es que por muy bonito que lo pongas. So this is a make or break deal. And the correct word there was make. Remember, I told you it rhymes. This is a make or break deal was the correct answer. Juanjo, let's give him another challenge before we go off to a commercial break. Oh, and out of 188% of you, no, sorry, es que no hay 188%, out of 180, se nota que es lunes, you can tell it's Monday. I've got a lot of energy, but I'm still, my head's in the clouds. 188 participants, 80% of you guys got it right, guys. Give yourselves a pat on the back. Eso es una palmadita en la espalda. We say the same thing, a pat on the back. Give yourselves a pat on the back. You deserve it. Those are wonderful numbers. Okay, so here's another one for you. She lives the border of Spain and France. O sea, en la frontera. Right. Ahora que lo pienso, hay dos que valen. Pero yo estoy diciendo justo encima de, ¿no? Que está ahí. Boom. All right. So, al lado. Whew, this is an interesting one. All right. Well, I'll accept two answers, even though the app accepts one. But the thing is, I will explain them later. right? I'll explain them. Well, it's prepositions again. I know they're confusing. And in fact, here, as I said, there are two possible ones. Now, there's one that I showed you the other day. So the one I'm looking for is the one I used. But I'm going to explain a secondary meaning of it as well. All right. Because it can be a bit confusing. All right, guys. So if you know the answer, as I said, I'll accept two different prepositions. Then you can go over to the app right now.
¿Quieres que tus hijos celebren Acción de Gracias en condiciones y en un entorno angloparlante natural, pero de verdad? Entonces tráelos a nuestro Weekend Camp del 24 al 26 de noviembre. Juegos, cuentos, talleres y muchas actividades donde se lo pasarán pipa y hablarán inglés. Pero de verdad, apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupoaugan.com.
Has sacado muy buena nota y eso te asegura entrar en la carrera que querías. Pero oye, escúchame, ¿qué te iba a decir? ¿Y el inglés? Luego lo vas a lamentar. No es que no tengas oportunidades, porque en Vaughan siempre encontraremos una solución para ti. ¿Pero de verdad vas a dejar pasarlo? Quiero presentarte el EMIP, o Executive Master en Inglés Profesional. Un innovador programa de alto rendimiento para aprender inglés con nuestro exigente método de eficacia demostrada. ¿Por qué elegirnos? Porque llevamos más de 40 años formando a la mayor parte de los directivos de las mejores empresas de este país. Porque contamos con los mejores profesores de inglés del mercado, seleccionados mediante un riguroso proceso de formación que solo superan los mejores capacitados. Y en el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan, solo imparten clase los mejores profesores. Si deseas más información, llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Really, really useful English words.
Se trata de un libro divertido cuyo propósito es enseñar vocabulario del inglés realmente útil a través de los temas más importantes. En cada página, el lector encontrará extras divertidos, chistes relacionados con el vocabulario, expresiones cotidianas, trucos para mejorar la pronunciación y gramática fácil. Además, el libro destaca los errores comunes vinculados al vocabulario. No se trata de un libro de vocabulario de inglés de toda la vida, sino de un libro que enseña vocabulario de una manera lúdica y divertida. El lector lo pasará tan bien leyéndolo que aprenderá casi sin darse cuenta. Es el libro perfecto para quien le chifla presumir del vocabulario del inglés que conoce. Con este libro, el lector llevará su inglés al siguiente nivel. El libro nace de la exitosa cuenta de Twitter Inglés por Temas.
Really, 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 really useful English words. El nuevo libro de Richard Brown.
A la venta en cualquiera de las tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
That's right, folks. That's right. All right. Well, we've got tons of participation happening here on the show today, and I hope you guys are having a blast. Pasándolo genial con nosotros. I forgot to tell you, I got so caught up in the so and such and all the explanations that come from this wonderful song, Welcome to the Jungle, that I forgot to tell you a little bit about the song. As you guys know, I like to share at least what I read, what I learn about the music. And, what happened was, supposedly Axl Rose, the inspiration for this song was that Axl Rose was hitchhiking to Los Angeles, California. And, to hitchhike is hacer auto stop, right? Hitchhiking. Hike es hacer senderismo. And to hitch a ride is, me puedo agrupar contigo, me puedo meter en tu coche contigo. Me llevas, can I hitch a ride? Usamos bastantes, conectar, a hitch is on the back of a car as well. Hitch es, no me acuerdo la palabra, este gancho que, horquilla, ¿no? Que pones, para llevar un remolque. I think you say remolque. It's something that, for example, if I want to bring a boat, I want to connect a boat to my car, I'm going to have to connect it to the hitch. So enganchar, atar, to hitch, right? To hitch something es enganchar algo. So, and to hitch a ride, aquí viene, pedir un aventón, no, eso es América Latina, hacer autostop. Pero no, también lo podemos decir con un amigo. Hey, man, are you going to the center? Can I hitch a ride? y es tu amigo, no es autostop, right? O sea, que se puede usar también. Just think of the idea as hitch is connecting something, como me puedo conectar a tu vehículo e ir contigo, me puedo enganchar, right? Hitch, H-I-T-C-H. Right? Great, great word there. As I said, it's more than a word. It's an idea. Right? It's an idea. So, my amigos. So Axl Rose, the lead singer, was hitchhiking to Los Angeles, and a truck driver drove him there, the last leg, el último tramo, the last leg, decimos la última, pierna, decimos nosotros. And, supposedly when Axl Rose got out of the truck driver said to him, "Welcome to the jungle." Le dijo el camionero, "Bienvenido a la jungla," when he got to Los Angeles. And, well, as I said, the interesting thing, this was not their first hit. This was, yes and no. It was their first, video, but it wasn't a huge hit. And then everybody heard, no sé ni duplicarlo con la voz, that amazing riff from Sweet Child of Mine. But whatever you wanna, you know, whatever your favorite Guns N' Roses song, I think that is the album that defined their sound, that LA, you know, dirty, grungy, mugriento rock. Cause it wasn't grunge, but grunge también es sucio, you know? It wasn't about a clean image. It was about, you know, welcome to the jungle. It was anger. And I think it was, the right time. No, it was the right time and place there. And music, there's a big, that's important with music too. Is it the right time and place? Right? Is it the right time and the right place for it? And that's really a key question over there. You know, the '60s, a lot of that music, that was, you know, that was the right moment. Bob Dylan. Was Bob Dylan a great singer? No. He was a great songwriter. He's a great, you know, musician, multi-instrumentalist, but also his songs meant something. They had a message, and that, you know, and this was Welcome to the Jungle. Look, Los Angeles was out of control. New York in the '80s, New York was rampant with crime. Los Angeles too. Things were getting out of control. And he was saying, man, shit has gone belly up. Belly up is tripa arriba. Belly up. Right? And it literally means that, no, las cosas han ido mal. De mal en peor. From bad to worse. Que vimos antes, worse and worst. Right? So, something to think about over there, my amigos, how, time and place, such a key thing. Es algo tan clave. All right, guys, I think it's time before our commercial break to take a look at today's Double Trouble!
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Trouble. I said double, double trouble, double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble.
That's right, folks. That's right. It's today's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And if you guys want to participate, you can participate on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso, arroba E-M Alberto Alonso. Tons of fun on Twitter and on social media. Tons of reasons to play along. All right, guys, remember, this has got to have the same word twice, this translation, in order for it to be Double Trouble quality, Double Trouble material. It's got to have the same word twice. All right, here we go, folks. Good luck. Ese montañero. No, perdona. Es montañero, pero algunos dicen que es un trepa. O sea, es montañero, pero algunos dicen que es un trepa. What do you think, guys? Easy one, tough one? Well, either way, I'll give you some time to think about it on our commercial break right now. I think it's pretty easy. I think you guys shouldn't have any problems with it. Es montañero, pero algunos dicen que es un trepa. All right, guys, we're heading to a commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Double trouble.
Baugan Radio Madrid, 100.4 FM.
¿Quieres que tus hijos celebren Acción de Gracias en condiciones y en un entorno angloparlante natural, pero de verdad? Entonces tráelos a nuestro Weekend Camp del 24 al 26 de noviembre. Juegos, cuentos, talleres y muchas actividades donde se lo pasarán pipa y hablarán inglés. Pero de verdad, apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupoaugan.com.
Si juntamos todas las horas de clase de inglés que Miguel ha dado en su vida, suman casi un año. Sí, un año entero. ¿Y sabes lo peor? Que Miguel tiene un nivel de inglés más bien normalito. Vamos, el típico nivel intermedio. Y como Miguel, hay muchos españoles que por culpa del método antiguo han pasado mucha parte de su vida estudiando inglés para conseguir poco. Es probable que ese sea también tu caso, y eso